Good day, everybody. Welcome into Mining Stock Daily. We have a very important corporate update to share with you from Ridgeline Minerals and CEO Chad Peters. Ridgeline is a sponsor of the podcast. I am a shareholder. They trade on the TSX Venture with RDG and the OTCQB with RDGMF. Huge news out of Ridgeline today. The headline was a $20 million exploration earn-in agreement with Nevada Gold Mines for the Swift Gold Project in Nevada. I've been on that site just a few short months ago on a site visit with Chad. I could see the excitement in this project when we were standing on top of that mountain. You could see the old pit and just really the success, early exploration success you and Mike, the geologists, have had at Swift. So it's great to see that the majors such as Nevada Gold Mines and Barrick are paying attention and really want to, I guess, help you out with this for the greater benefits of both parties.
No, that's a good way to put it for sure. I mean, we're incredibly excited to finally be able to come up with this deal. It's been a long time in the works. Swift is, I think, a case study in technical success. We've been doing all the right things. We expanded the land package, proved a key part of the geologic model, which was showing that the right host rocks that host those same mines on the trend that Nevada Gold Mines already owns. We proved that with our first drill program, that they're there, they're altered, they're weakly mineralized, but they show there's a gold system there. And I think that's what was able to kind of lure Nevada Gold Mines in and get them excited about it.
All right, $20 million is the big number here. There's $4 million yep. guaranteed. $20 million, I might just add, is a more than two-thirds of your current market cap as a company. This is a really big deal, but kind of break down the workings of this agreement for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, there's actually three primary components to this deal. As you mentioned, the initial earn-in is $20 million over 5 years to earn a 60% interest in the project. $4 million of that is guaranteed in the first 2 years. So if for whatever reason they go out and drill $2 million worth and say, you know what, we don't like this project anymore, they're cutting us a check for $2 million for the rest, and we get 100% of the project back. So it's a great spend on the project, forcing money in the ground early. On top of that, there's an additional $16 million in qualifying work expenditures that are required over that additional three-year period to get to that initial earn-in of 60%. The second earn-in is NGM can elect. They don't have to, but they can choose to elect to spend another $10 million U.S. over 3 years, which would be a total of $30 million in total expenditures to earn a 70% interest in the project. So, I mean, that's, like you said, if you factor in the second option, that's well more than what our entire company is worth right now. So it's a huge amount of money going in the ground. This is a massive project. It's 75 square kilometers. So, you know, to do proper exploration on a project of this scale, you know, bringing in a partner and de-risking that asset, I think was a great move for us, and I'm really excited. But then on top of it, I think what probably the most exciting part of this entire deal is let's say they do spend the $30 million, they earn their 70%. That probably means there's a significant discovery's been made, which is great. But how do you get that project to production as a junior on our side, right? If we had to, you know, put in a pro rata on our end to fund development, well, we've actually got a third option built into this deal where NGM can earn an additional 5% for a total of 75% by taking the project completely through to production, which means we'd have a carried interest. Ridgeline would never write a check to get this into this project from discovery to pouring gold. So zero dilution. We still would maintain 25% ownership with no cash call, no nothing. It'd be 100% carried. So I think that is actually, you know, when you look at this project long term, that is the defining piece of this deal.
Yeah. So who takes the operating risks here? Is it you as the explorers, or does Nevada Gold Mines come in and take over the thing?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I didn't clarify that early. So they're actually taking over operatorship immediately. And I think, you know, the reason that we're comfortable doing so, I mean, we pick our partners carefully on projects as well. And NGM is the perfect group to come in. I've worked with them on past joint ventures. The last joint venture that was run by Nevada Gold Mines or Barrick in Nevada was also led by me and my team at McCoy Cove with Premier Gold Mines back in 2017, 2018. So I know the team well. I actually learned a lot from them. That's why we were able to do the exploration the right way and kind of get them excited about Swift in the first place, because we're all looking at this from the same kind of angle, right? So they're going to come in, they're going to hit it hard, and have the same exploration team that I've worked with off and on for the last 5 years now. working on this project. So we have a lot of confidence in their team to go out and make a big discovery.
So really, what are your responsibilities with Swift moving forward? Do you even get to go back to the site and step foot?
Yeah, well, no, that's the great thing. So we actually form a steering committee. So as soon as this deal is signed, I think another thing I actually forgot to mention is we're being reimbursed $372,000 US and change on the signing of this deal as part of our, sunk costs that we've put into the project over the last, call it 12 months, getting things all put together. So that's a nice chunk of change back to us. We form a steering committee, two members from Ridgeline, two members from Nevada Gold Mines, sorry. And every quarter we're going to meet, review budgets, review exploration. We're really excited to work with the NGM team because they've made it very clear they'd love to have some of our team members out there mapping, putting together the story with their team. So we will be involved in the exploration. They will be running it. So we'd like to be as involved as we can be. And I think it's going to be a really good fit.
So there's great cash in the bank now from this. I mean, or will be here eventually. What does this do in the makeup of the company moving forward with the other projects with Salina and Carlin East? I know drilling has been very challenging at Carlin East. It's, that place is just hard to drill. That's to be expected. A lot of your shareholders, including myself, I will admit, are waiting for a discovery, but it's been hard to come by. But does this kind of change your risk profile with drilling at Carlin East?
Yeah, it absolutely does. So I think, if you look back right from the day we went public, our business model has always been, look, we got these three great assets. We're going to advance them to essentially a go or no go decision, which is going to be our flagship, which are we going to option off, find partners for, et cetera. And so this deal at Swift is the first kind of domino, I guess you could say, in our bigger plan, which is, making sure that we retain 100% ownership of Salina, which is quickly turning into a really exciting discovery. And we think we're going to make a massive CRD discovery there next year. I mean, all the indicators are there. We just got to go out and drill the holes. So we're really excited about advancing Salina. As you said, Carlin East has been slow. It's been expensive. And, it's really difficult drilling. So we realized pretty quickly that we do not want to be carrying two deep projects like Carlin East and Swift in parallel in our portfolio. Just as a junior company, like you mentioned, our market cap is only $28 million and change today, Canadian. We can't effectively explore two district scale projects with three geologists and $5 million in the bank, right? It's just not feasible. So, bringing in the Barrick team was a really important, or Nevada Gold Mines, I keep on messing that up, was really important to kind of spread out our risk, try to make sure that we're focusing on core assets within our own portfolio while also keeping that upside at some of our really, in my eyes, Swift is my favorite exploration target, just pure grassroots. The potential there is huge. But it's not lost on us how long it can take to make a significant discovery with these deeper holes.
Please remind listeners why Swift had quickly changed. It got written off for many, many years. There is an old past producing open pit up there. Yep. It got written off, but you went in, you changed the drilling up a little bit and actually hit Winban. And this was a game changer for project, and this is what caught all the attention.
It was, yeah. So, when I mentioned before, it's been a case study in technical success. That doesn't always translate to market success, right? And a lot of folks, even after we put out our phase one program, were like, oh, well, they didn't hit anything. But we actually, it was incredibly significant. Without those host rocks, you do not have the opportunity to host a large multi-million ounce gold mine in this district, right? So, it was written off by Barrick, Newmont, previous explorers historically. We came in, I got to kind of tilt my hat to Mike and Gabe Aliaga, our two geos on the team. I mean, they've done just an incredible job of building that story out. And really just proving that, this is a tier one opportunity. And we wanted to bring in a partner that could actually afford to put $20 million in the ground and go make a big discovery. So that's kind of where it went full circle.
Yeah. Swift is in the kind of the Cortez trend there. And remind us what we're seeing here surrounding mines and operations here.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's a good point. There's Nevada Gold Mines pretty much owns the entire district. It used to be Placer Dome, then it was Barrick. With this merger, they've got, every major producing mine, Pipelines, 20 million ounces, Cortez Hills, 15 million ounces, Gold Rush, 10 million, you name it, right? We're talking world-class discoveries and operating mines. I think they have over 35 million ounces in resources and reserves at about 3 grams per ton average grades. So this is a huge district, and every single one of those mines, primary host rock is the Wenban Formation. Our project, which is only 6 kilometers away from the pipeline mine, had, like you said, been written off. Those host rocks were deemed to not be there. And I think when Mike and Gabe and our team came in, reinterpreted the geology and drilled just 2 drill holes to prove that those rocks actually existed, that's what cracked the project open.
Chad, this kind of feels like probably the biggest success you've had at Ridgeline as a young CEO, a young lad. Yeah.
It's absolutely, I mean, we were able to take the company public. We've got this discovery at Salina, you know, that's all great. But I think getting the confidence of a group like Nevada Gold Mines to come in, partner with us long-term and actually want us to be involved in the, you know, the exploration on the project. And I think that's huge. It's a big validation of what we're trying to do as a company. And I'm really excited to announce it.
Well, I think it also goes to, it's a testament of the relationships you've had with Nevada Gold Mines and the Barricks and the Newmonts for years, you know, with what you were doing at Premier Gold prior to Ridgeline, and just knowing that group, and really in a business that is always about people and always about relationships, and then also always about rocks and trust. I think it goes without saying that this was a job well done, and maybe I don't know if it was expected, but it sure seemed quick.
Well, you know what, it was something we've been working on for a long time, but you never know until the ink's dry that it's actually going to go through. So, you know, we signed this, you know, after market yesterday, and it was out the door, pre-market this morning, right? It's material news for us. And I think, you know, it's not just a validation of what we're doing at Swift, but I think it's a validation of our company's greater exploration, model, right? Like we're going after big discoveries. And I think, I hope, you know, we've already announced a surface access agreement at Bell Creek, which we negotiated with NGM earlier this year. We now have this really great earn-in agreement with them at Swift. I hope this relationship just continues to build with Nevada Gold Mines. They're an incredible exploration and operation team, and we want to be a part of it.
Chad, congratulations once again. We look forward to catching up with you with more news out of Ridgeline Minerals and your Nevada assets. But until then, enjoy this.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
That's Chad Peters from Ridgeline Minerals, again, trading on the TSX Venture with RDG and on the OTCQB with RDGMF. Once again, today announcing a $20 million exploration earn-in agreement with Nevada Gold Mines for their Swift Gold project in Nevada. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak to a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.